Peter Cottontail has two close calls. For days and days, Reddy Fox had been trying to catch Peter, and Peter had had to keep his wits very sharp indeed in order to keep out of Reddy's way. Still, it didn't seem to worry Peter much. Just now he was hopping and skipping down the lone little path without a care in the world. Presently, Peter found a comfortable spot close by a big rock. Underneath one edge of the rock was a place just big enough for Peter to crawl in. It was just the place for a nap. Peter was beginning to feel sleepy, so he crawled in there and soon was fast asleep. By and by, Peter began to dream. He dreamed that he had gone for a long walk, way, way off from the safe old briar patch, and that out from behind a big bush had sprung Reddy Fox. Just as Reddy's teeth were about to close on Peter, Peter woke up. It was such a relief to find that he was really snug and safe under the big rock that he almost shouted aloud. But he didn't. And a minute later he was, oh, so glad he hadn't. For he heard a voice that seemed as if it were right in his ear. It was the voice of Reddy Fox. Yes, sir, it was the voice of Reddy Fox. Peter hardly dared to breathe. And you may be sure that he did not make even the smallest sound, for Reddy Fox was sitting on the very rock under which Peter was resting. Reddy Fox was talking to Blacky the Crow. Peter listened with all his might, for what do you think Reddy Fox was saying? Why, he was telling Blacky the Crow of a new plan to catch Peter Rabbit, and was asking Blacky to help him. Peter had never been so frightened in his life, for here was Reddy Fox so close to him that Peter could have reached out and touched one of Reddy's legs as he kicked his heels over the edge of the big rock. By and by, Blacky the Crow spoke.
"I saw Peter Rabbit coming down this way early this morning," said Blacky, "and I don't think he has gone home. Why don't you go over and hide near the old briar patch and catch Peter when he comes back? I will watch out, and if I see Peter, I will tell him that you have gone hunting your breakfast way over beyond the big hill. Then he will not be on the watch." "The very thing!" exclaimed Reddy Fox. "And if I catch him, I will surely do something for you, Blacky. I believe that I will go right away."
Then the two rascals planned and chuckled as they thought how they would outwit Peter Rabbit.
"I'm getting hungry," said Reddy Fox as he arose and stretched. "I wonder if there is a field mouse hiding under this old rock. I believe I'll look and see."
Peter's heart almost stood still as he heard Reddy Fox slide down off the big rock. He wriggled himself still farther under the rock and held his breath. Just then, Blacky the Crow gave a sharp caw, caw, caw. That meant that Blacky saw something, and almost at once Peter heard a sound that sometimes filled his heart with fear, but which now filled it with great joy. It was the voice of Bowser the Hound. Reddy Fox heard it too, and he didn't stop to look under the big rock. A little later, Peter very cautiously crawled out of his resting place and climbed up where he could look over the Green Meadows. Way over on the far side, he could see Reddy Fox running at the top of his speed, and behind him was Bowser the Hound.
"My, but that was a tight place," said Peter Rabbit as he stretched himself.
Later, he had a bright idea. At least, Peter thought it was, and he chuckled over it a great deal. What was it? Why, to follow the plan of Johnny Chuck and Grandfather Frog to avoid the cold, stormy weather by sleeping all winter. So he curled up in an old house made a long time ago by Grandfather Skunk. He twisted and turned and tried to make himself feel sleepy. But soon he heard a noise that made him jump so that he bumped his head. He could hear claws scratching. Whoever it was digging, digging! The very thought made every hair on Peter Rabbit stand on end. With his heart almost in his mouth, Peter sprang out and started for the dear old briar patch as fast as his long legs could take him.
and then he heard a sound that made him stop suddenly and sit up.
Ha ha ha! Oh ho ho! Hee hee hee!
There behind some bushes, Unc' Billy Possum, Bobby Coon, and Jimmy Skunk were laughing fit to kill themselves. Then Peter knew that they had played a joke on him, and he shook his fist at them. But down in his heart he was glad, for he knew that he had learned his lesson, that he had no business to try to do what Old Mother Nature had never intended that he should do.